Big Sports Breakfast. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, I hope he doesn't go driving to the wrong ground for training. Pops around at all the different clubs.
I hope you're right.
Now he's come back to his spiritual home, Dave Carney.
Might happen once.
Maybe once with Sydney FC from the Newcastle Jets, but glad to have him back with Sydney FC. G'day, Dave.
G'day, good morning.
It's the great thing about your sport, I guess, Dave. Guys do bounce around.
Yeah, that's it, especially in the A-League. It seems to happen a lot with players, but, you know, I'm glad to come from the Newcastle Jets to Sydney FC now.
Yeah, it must feel weird, though, Dave.
Weird to come back, yeah.
Mid-season, you know.
Mid-season.
It's not fine season. At the end.
Yeah, mid-season. It happens all the time, even all over the world it does, because the transfer window and that. But the good thing is you're straight in the mix when you do move clubs, so you don't have to wait for pre-season and all that for the first game. You just go straight into the game on the weekend, so you pretty much settle straight away.
And how does it feel getting back into the Sydney FC colours, mate? How does the squad feel?
Yeah, it's good. I know a few of the players, and I started with Alex Brosk as well, and Brosk's coming back from injury this week, so it's to play at home this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Does everyone wear name tags for you to start with at training?
Nah, it's all good.
But it's got to take, I know most of the guys that are going around, but it's got to take a while to feel the rhythm of what Graham Arnold's trying to achieve there.
Yeah, that's it. You just got to take the information with Arnie, because, a lot of coaches are different, but the way Arnie wants to play, he's a real smart coach, so you just got to take the information on quick, just so you can obviously get a start and get playing well with the team. And, that's basically what I'm doing at the minute, just trying to take the information in and hopefully get a start and perform, because, it's coming to the crucial end of the season now.
It is, mate, and it's tight when you look at the top two sides on 34 points, but three of you on 28 points, the two Melbourne sides and then yourselves. So it's the business end now, and you're going to be bolstered with Alex coming back and yourself there.
Yeah, we've got two home games now. I've got Perth and we've got the Derby the week after. So it's a massive 6 points for us. And with Western Sydney being, top with Brisbane, that'll be a big game in the next couple of weeks as well. So, first things first, we've got to beat Perth this week.
Dave, every player loves stability in that head office. And in Newcastle, it was difficult times for you. It must have been really hard when you were there and you were virtually forced to train by yourself, but you stuck to your guns.
Last year that was hard times. It was just, the way things were run. It just wasn't professional, the club, the training, and all sorts like that. So I think, a lot of the senior boys, took the stance, and the players that were amongst the, were experienced players, so they knew what was right and what was wrong. So it's sort of one of those things that wasn't nice. It wasn't nice to, for the media to get hold of it and that, but sure, it had to be done.
Mm. Mate, did you play some of your best footy when you originally joined Sydney FC? It was a good couple of years for you, wasn't it? I mean, I know you've been good since, but it was a real breakout for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's where probably I sort of made my name first year, and ended up going for Sheffield United after that. So I had a good couple of years with Sydney FC, got in the Socceroos with Graham Arnold. So, hopefully I can, carry on that form from then. But I've lost a lot of hair since them days, I tell you.
We all have, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Join big club, that one.
Yeah. Dave, can I get your opinion on the crowd behaviour? And obviously the Wanderers are suffering a little bit because of that. They're at the top of the table, but it's unfortunate what is going on there. Have you ever experienced anything like that, where a supporter group of your team has been misbehaving?
I don't know. Not in Australia. Definitely not. Mm. The crowd in Western Sydney is fantastic, and you don't want to lose that.
No.
But obviously there's a couple of fans there that's just spoiling it for everyone. So hopefully they can wake up themselves now and leave that behind, because only the team is going to pay the consequences.
Exactly. You mentioned that you were with Graham Arnold in that Socceroo setup. He hasn't actually mellowed a great deal, has he, over that space of time? It's about a decade, isn't it?
Yeah, he's getting angrier and angrier every day, I think. But, no, it's all good. It's great to be back working with him. You know, like I said before, he's a real good coach, real smart. So it's, he's always wanting to improve, especially the players. So, you know, it's a great club to come back and play for, especially with him in charge.
Yeah, well, you're going to have that home ground support you mentioned. It's a couple of crucial games. You're going to be able to jump, I think, from fifth into about third position there. And it's we wish you all the best, mate. Good to have you back.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
And Sydney FC up against Perth.
Yeah, $1.65 favourites. So the draw is $4. And you've got the Jets at $4.50.